Well, I've pulled this pulpit down for a while. So this is something new, something different, but it is Labor Day weekend. It is Creation Sunday. And I had an opportunity this week, you know, the life of a pastor, every day is different. And one of the things I got to do this week is be a part of Lutheran Volunteer Corps' orientation. This is a program for young adults who experience a year of service after college, kind of like an AmeriCorps year. Something that I did way back when, and I actually lived in DC, so it's kind of fun to come back to these roots. But one of the tenets of Lutheran Volunteer Corps is spirituality, which can feel kind of overwhelming if you're out here floating. This is why I like being a part of a church community, because it means that my spirituality isn't all up to me. It's something, this work we do together. But I think sometimes the practice of Lutheran worship means that I do all the work and you all just sit there. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, like you all have beautiful, important, reflective things to say when given the opportunity. So the combination of all these things, and then Wendell Berry died this week. Oh, it has been a sad month. Dolly, you know, Wendell, Tim Curry is in the middle, Gloria Steinem, all these good reflective people. And so what I want to do today is this ancient practice called Lectio Divina, which simply means listening. And so we are going to listen to a Wendell Berry poem four times. And the first time, I want to invite you just to listen. The second time, I'm going to invite you to think about one word or phrase that pops up to you. The third time, I will invite you to think of a wild place, a sacred place, and invite you to share that with the person sitting next to you. And the fourth time, I'm just going to read it. Now, you don't have to hold on to all those instructions. I will give them to you again. But today, I just want us to listen. And so, and do that. Before we do that, do what you need to do to feel comfortable. I know these pews are really uncomfortable, but maybe roll your shoulders back, put your feet on the ground. You can even close your eyes if you'd like. And I'm going to read this Wendell Berry poem. The Peace of Wild Things. This time, just listen. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. I invite you to take a breath in and out, in and out. As I read it the second time, I invite you just to listen for a word or phrase, word or phrase. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting for their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. Would anyone like to lift up a word that stuck out to them? No pressure. Grace. Yeah. beauty, peace, still, water. Beautiful. All right, as I read this poem a third time, I invite you to think of a place of wild things for you. Maybe even visualize yourself being there. And after I finish reading this, you are invited to share that wild place with a person sitting next to you. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the place of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. I invite you to take a minute and share your sacred place with one another. take 30 more seconds to wrap up your conversation. I see lots of beautiful. Thank you for taking a minute to reflect. There's so many beautiful images today in our scripture readings and in this poem. I meant to tell you at the beginning, if you're a doodler, there are crayons and little pockets of space if that helps you process too. But you can take this little practice with you with any scripture reading or poem. Everyone can do spirituality. It doesn't have to be just pastors. But just by taking a little time to listen and read something slowly can be really, really worthwhile. So I'm going to close us by reading the poem one more time, and then I'll do a prayer. So, The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting for their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. Let us pray. Holy One, we thank you that you have created us to be wild creatures that are always becoming, always being created in you and love and as a work in progress, slightly stumbling. Lord, you take us and you shape us and you mold us. We thank you for proclaiming us good, even on the days we don't feel like it. And we thank you for this beautiful place that we get to call home, that is full of incredible creatures. Some are a little creepy, spiders, tiny little ants, annoying mosquitoes, all the way to the giant blue whale. You've created all these magical things. And for that, we give thanks. Cultivate in us a sense of wonder, a sense of care, a sense of connection to one another, to you, and to this place. In your name we pray. Amen.